This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
So I casually brought up that I use a towel probably, I don't know, 7 times.
It's too many times.
Before I wash it. And you think that's disturbing.
Yeah, I think you should use a towel once and then you wash it.
No, but you're clean.
Yeah, I know, but you still have like dead skin cells on you or something, right?
It's
like a damp, wet towel.
I scrub hard in the shower.
That should be the reason.
Well, you hang it up after. If I, by chance, get busy while I'm... No, sorry, poor wording. If I get distracted as I'm like drying off and I throw the towel on the ground, done. Game over. It's wet. It's touching the carpet. That's where those skin cells are chilling. So I will not use a towel after it's been on the floor.
Nobody should be putting wet towels on the floor to begin with.
Exactly.
Number one rule.
But if you hang it up and it doesn't smell, like...
But it is going to smell. It's going to smell wet.
No. No, if you hang it up properly.
Okay, so we need to know your opinion on this. How many times do you use a towel, okay? Shane wrote in, love you, Shane. So funny every time he contributes. He says, I don't think my dad has ever washed a towel. He says it's because you'll never be as clean as you are after a shower. But I think it's because he doesn't know how to do laundry.
All right. This text says no more than 3 showers. Gets a little musty after that. Thank you, Taylor.
Now, Ryder, you put a poll up on Twitter so you can contribute to that as well. 51 votes so far. And wow, an alarming 60% of those people use a towel at least 4 times before washing it.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one that voted 1.
You only use it once?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're only showering like once a week, though, usually. So,
excuse me?
Well, don't, because of your thick hair, don't you just like shower like once a month?
I wash my hair once or twice a week. I shower more than that. Thank you very much.
I was just kidding.
No, you weren't.
Ryder and Lisa on Play 107.
A pretty cool suggestion that you came across, something that a kindergarten teacher has implemented.
Yeah.
That you want to share.
Yeah, I think everyone can learn something from this, and maybe we can slightly learn to change our vocabulary. So Nurse Kelly tweeted out saying, my 5-year-old's kindergarten teacher doesn't refer to the kid's mom or dad or even parents. She refers to them as their grown-ups.
Mm.
So it's just like a kind, inclusive way to assume nothing.
Right.
And include all sorts of caregiving and family arrangements. Because some children in the classroom maybe don't have mom and dad.
Right. Or have just a mom or just a dad.
Or two moms.
Are raised by their grandparents or an aunt or an uncle. Yeah. And it's true. If you say parents, every time they're reminded that they're like, maybe they don't feel normal.
Yeah. Like, is there something wrong with me because I don't have mom and dad
right.
at home? So I just think it's a great way for us to be progressive and be aware that not every situation is the same.
They're grown-ups.
What do your grown-ups say home? Or what do your grown-ups think of this? I just think it's kind of a cool idea. So think about changing that up.
I've been so impressed over the last, like the end of last school year and this year, just kind of overseeing my daughter's at-home learning because she's not going to school right now. We're doing the at-home thing. And I'm just so impressed with how teachers talk to kids, how patient they are, how wonderful they are. We've got a lot of really good teachers out there. So shout out to the ones that really care.
And you don't, if you don't have teachers in your life, I have a lot of close friends that are teachers. They are not just working until that bell rings. They are working hard till 7:30 p.m. at night every day.
And something I didn't know when I was younger, they also party hard.
They love wine.
Yeah.
All right. 2/3 of people polled believe they have become a better person in 2020. That's a silver lining because this year has been garbage. Hot garbage in an industrial garbage bin. But it's interesting because if you really do think about it, over the past year, it was a great reminder of how amazing some people can be, how they step up,
mm-hmm.
how people that do what they do for a living are there to help us, mm-hmm. especially frontline workers, and essential services. It's been tough for a lot of people who maybe lost their job or maybe lost someone that they loved in their life. But when we were all in lockdown, what a great reminder that we are so blessed to have the people that mm-hmm. we usually got to see every weekend. Didn't really realize how lucky we were. So,
well, also there were stories that surfaced over the last 6 months, like the NFL player yeah. who was also a nurse, the Canadian, and he decided that he was needed more on the front line mm-hmm. in health work than he was playing a game. And so decided to step away from his contract for a year. Like, what an incredibly selfless move. So, yeah.
Super cool.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to the 33% who haven't become better people either for just, you hey, know, staying and, true to themselves.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You're a realist.
Yeah. My story is about a 911 dispatcher, Mackenzie Davis, who saved two lives in an hour. She got a call about a six-month-old child who was needed CPR and okay. gave a detailed instruction on how to give it, save that baby's life. And then later that night, a 71-year-old man whose wife didn't know how to do CPR, and she talked her through doing it as well and saved his life. That was in an hour.
Whoa.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good from Ustara and Company, your personal injury lawyers.
Our friend told us a story that her husband responded after she told them that she was in an accident. It wasn't serious.
Okay.
But the first thing he said was, how's the car?
Oh, no.
And she's very upset, right?
Yeah, that's not the first question you should be asking.
Yeah. Like, how are you?
You okay?
Right. That's
Breathe.
The big one.
You've but got this.
I would imagine a lot of people make this mistake, right?
Yeah, it's interesting what happens to your brain in that moment, because you're also kind of panicking. But what is what's the priority in that moment? Okay, so let's just like pretend that I got in an accident.
Okay.
Because I'm very curious how you would respond.
Oh. Right?
Let's pretend. Okay. Action. Ring, ring.
Hello?
I just got into an accident.
I told you to slow down.
It concerns me because that is exactly what you would say. Whenever so sometimes Ryder and I will drive together to work. And when I drive,
oof.
I don't really slow down around corners.
So no. And red lights are like
yield.
A recommendation, not.
I think yielding is definitely a recommendation. Just kidding.
Okay, let's try it one more time.
Okay, ready? And action. Ring, ring.
Hello?
I just got into an accident.
Was it your fault?
Okay. All right. Cut.
Download the Play 107 app today.
Play 107.
What's something small, little, dumb that you just can't live without?
Connie wrote in, first time texter. Thank you so much for listening. She says, I cannot live without my hair ties. I have so much hair. I need the extra big, thick ties.
Same.
Barry said, can't live without this morning show. Haha, you guys rock, but seriously, can't go without coffee. And I think coffee is probably going to be
the top answer.
One of the top answers, but really alarming to see two separate women wrote in that they can't live without their shoehorn. Out of anything that you could have chosen.
Just a couple real horny textures.
I just love that answer. It's so funny. Rita said hot sauce. David said cigarettes. What's something that you can't live without, Ryder?
I'd say like sports betting, gambling, just betting in general on things. Like, I bet you can hit this over
true.
300 yards.
It doesn't like, matter what it is. You're like, I bet you $2.
Constantly betting.
Yeah, and guess who else is starting to do that too?
Yeah, I know.
Your 8-year-old daughter. With
yeah.
everyone around her.
Yeah,
oh, if you give me $5, I'll do this. I'm like, no.
Yeah, she came home from school last year with... I think it was a new pair of shoes. I was like,
I don't know.
How'd you get those? And she's like, I want them in a bet. You can't be gambling at school, Charlie.
Tara wrote in saying pumpkin spice cold brews. And to be perfectly honest, I've tried one.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking
so
about
good.
It. I can't stop thinking about it. But I think my answer, if there's something that I couldn't live without that's just silly, would be my girls' group chat.
Yeah.
Every day I check it and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's a really good.
Quit reading my group chat.
Every time you go to the bathroom. What's up?
Well, I'm maybe a little nostalgic because I'm still really into like lip smackers specifically. So I really like the strawberry and like the kiwi and Hawaiian lip smackers.
What about the 2000 cookies?
Oh.
That's a throwback.
Was 2000 cookies like a flavor of...
It's the best. It just smells like vanilla cookies. Takis.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
You know what I'd rather have than 2,000 cookies lip smacker?
Actually, 2,000 cookies?
Yep. This gent has been trying to call us, and his phone keeps getting disconnected.
So he's like, I'll call you back. I'll drive closer to you.
I think this is him again. Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Not bad, and you?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for being awesome. You guys are always making me laugh.
Okay, wait a minute. So you drove to be a bit closer to us just so you could call us and tell us this?
Yeah.
Whoa. I think we're going to hand you a pretty amazing award.
Yeah, are you ready for it?
Yes.
What's your name again? Sorry?
Chris Cabba.
Chris, you are the listener of the day. Month.
No, it's day.
No way.
It's the listener of the month. We only do it every one, like once a month.
Yeah, but he's the listener of the day.
Are you serious? You guys are a band.
Play 107.
Louis Vuitton has come out with a face shield.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's brilliant.
I don't know. Profiting off of a pandemic. Like, that's why you wouldn't.
But at the same time, people are going to need to wear masks out and about. Why not make it fashionable?
No. Okay. Over $1,000 Canadian for one of these bad boys.
That's so much money.
And they don't even look like they'd be that effective. Like, they're not a real good face shield. Anyway, you probably have to wear like a $3 mask underneath of the face shield.
I do find myself, though, when I get in my car and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to wear my mask into this place right now, and I grab whatever one I have that's clean that day mm-hmm. in the vehicle. If it doesn't match my outfit, I'm like, oh man. You know?
Yeah. I just can't wait until Louis V comes out with some flashy ventilators next.
Okay.
Ooh, dang. Where'd you get that ventilator, bro? Pretty wild story coming out of Brooks, Alberta, which is known for, I think, a very high percentage of the people are religious, and there's a lot of beef there. That's all I know about Brooks.
Like, the people are always fighting with each other?
Do they fight with each other
you
there?
You said there's a lot of beef there.
No, I meant like there's a lot of cows.
Got it.
And this story that's coming out of there has to do with the beef.
So they're saying that there's a beef thief.
Cool nickname.
Yeah. So a semi full of steaks valued at $230,000 is missing.
Whoa.
So like, where's that semi? It's from JBP Meatpacking.
Man, a story like this is pretty rare.
Wow, well done.
I wonder if the police are on a stakeout.
It's pretty juicy.
Yeah.
This headline.
When his friends find out, he's going to get roasted.
It's a rare occurrence.
I already used rare.
You did?
Yeah, you're done.
Shoot. I bet when they find it, they'll find it on the ground, beef.
No. Now you're definitely.
Ugh, screwed up.
I wonder if the cops are going to get him or just let it stew. This whole idea was a mistake.
There's a lot at stake here.
No, you're done. Came across something kind of disturbing that 60% of couples are having a rough time during the pandemic keeping the spark alive.
Spending too much time together is the problem. They're feeling trapped at home. Mm. And when you're around someone all the time, maybe someone's working from home, you don't have to dress up. For your work meetings, you're in your sweatpants, probably the same pair.
Yeah, I guess the best tip to get out of a funk like that would be to just try a little harder yourself, right?
How do you keep the spark alive? Here is a good answer. Rub your feet on the carpet.
Okay. You're still trying on the puns?
That's not a pun. It's just a really funny joke. Is it not? I thought it was funny.
It's a play on words, so it's a pun, I think.
Doing your hair is probably a good start.
Well, if you're feeling locked up in your house, try locking yourself up in your bedroom together, right?
I have the answer.
Okay.
Delete TikTok from your phone.
All social media apps. We're watching that
The Social Dilemma. It's a 2020 documentary, and it's all about how social media is taking over your life, and they're literally watching your every move.
Get off your phone and get on each other.
There you go.
So Karen got caught in the wild in Calgary, and it's making international news because she was very over the top. At a Fabricland, of all places. Because she wouldn't wear a mask. They asked her, like, either put on a mask or leave. she couldn't use the excuse of like, sorry, I don't have any material for a mask, because she was in fabric land.
Also, you're offending everyone around you because they're literally there to get fabric to make their own masks.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, we can whip one up for you right like, now.
Why are you here?
But she, she went off. Claiming that it's all a hoax.
Nobody's sick.
Nobody's sick. There's going to be a lot of dead people that have to apologize to her once this comes out as a hoax. That died from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's a little of it.
Are you going to leave?
Look at you.
Are you going to leave the store?
Are you going to leave the store? Are you going to leave the store?
She just went full nuts.
I don't like her.
No, you wouldn't.
She's in Calgary?
Yeah, this
okay,
is
okay, I'll be right back.
I've got a fight to pick in Fabricland.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.